Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what they say? When one door closes, another one opens in its place.
Oh, that's motivational.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's a revolving door and you get stuck in it, because that means you won't get a call back for a date. And that's what happened to Claire, who's on the phone today to do a second date update.
Oh, no.
She wants to call a dude named Jordan. They met at a bar and then texted for a while back and forth. He was on the road, busy with work, I guess, and then he finally got back to town and they arranged to go on a date. But now he's not calling her back, and she thinks that the reason could be one of two things. Either he's married, or because she got stuck in a revolving door at the restaurant and the staff had to come help them get out of it. So we'll find out which one it is in just a second. Claire, we're about to call him. Do you have any final thoughts before we do that?
Don't even ask me, because I'm like already like nervous, so I just want to just do it. I don't care anything about it.
But if he's married, I mean, that's something that's not you. So at least you won't feel so bad about that.
And unless, just, of course, he got married after your date. He's like, I went on a date with her and then I realized I couldn't be single again, so I got married to the first person I could find. Then it's you.
Well, thank you for putting that in my head. That's the scenario that
no problem.
Yeah, always spinning things positively.
All right. I'm going to dial this phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jordan, please?
Yeah, this is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with what company is Brook and Jubal?
Yeah, Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show, actually.
Why would a radio show be calling me? I'm confused.
Well, because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
I don't think I really know any of your listeners. I don't even know who you are.
Well, that's a very good point.
Yeah, it is a great point. But you do actually know one of our listeners, and you went on a date with her, actually.
Really?
Her name is Claire.
I went on a date with Claire.
Yeah. Well, Claire told us a little bit about how you guys met and how you texted back and forth for a while, and then you finally met up, and then you kind of cut the date short and haven't texted her ever since.
So this is a segment I'm going to talk about kind of what happens.
We'd like you to.
Yeah.
Claire would also like you to.
And people do this? Like, they talk about the date, what went wrong to you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time, I guess, but Claire really liked you a lot, so she's wondering, too.
She's, like, totally clueless. And it sounds like your date was pretty lame.
I mean, it wasn't even the date. There's so much more to it, guys. I don't even know where to start, really.
Can you tell us anything?
I mean, I can say that, like, it was my fault. Like, she shouldn't feel bad about anything, because it's 100% on me.
Whoa,
you're married, just like she thought, aren't you?
She thought I was married? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, why else?
She says that's the only thing she could think of, because you guys texted back and forth a lot. You said you were constantly busy, and then you met up with her real quick, and the only thing she can think is that you have some sort of secret going on, like girlfriend or a wife or something that she doesn't know about.
She thinks I'm that horrible of a person?
Well, it's an option.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. She doesn't know how horrible you are. She just wants to find out how horrible you are.
I'm not horrible. I just feel bad, guys. Like, I feel really bad about this.
So you did do something bad?
No, I didn't do anything bad. I mean, like, okay, so I don't know. She said we met out one night. She was with a bunch of girlfriends, and I was with a bunch of guy friends. And there was this girl there, this blonde girl, that was beautiful, that I was really into. And I was really excited. Like, I really was excited about this girl.
Okay.
So that happened. We had fun, whatever. We exchanged numbers.
Okay.
And so when the date happened, I was super nervous. I was like, I'm going out with that girl finally. And I got to the restaurant, and then there was a stranger there. She approached me and hugged me right away. Right away. She knew my name. And I was like super skeezed out. Like, I didn't know who she was, why she was hugging me. And she, you know, was like, oh my God, it's so good to finally see you again. And I was like, what?
What?
So
the girl that I was talking to that night that I was like interested in wasn't the person I thought it was.
So wait. Are they two different people, or did you just not remember what Claire looked like for some reason?
So Claire in my head was that blonde girl that I talked about. It wasn't Claire, the girl that I met at the restaurant. For lack of better words, like, the person I've been texting wasn't the person I thought it was.
Okay.
So you thought Claire was this other girl until you showed up to meet her for your date?
Yes. Exactly.
But you kissed Claire the night that you met her.
To be honest, I don't remember that. But, you know, I mean, we were...
Okay, so you were obviously pretty drunk when you met Claire.
I didn't meet Claire, though. I guess I did meet Claire, but I didn't...
You made out with Claire.
Yeah, oh my God.
I mean, I guess I did kiss someone. I kind of remember, but in my head, it was that blonde girl that I talked about. It wasn't Claire, the girl that I met at the restaurant. It was not even close to her. I mean, it wasn't her.
Okay. You mixed them up.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay, I understand that there's could be some shock in expecting one person and getting a different person, but you guys still had, like, a two-week conversation where you really connected with Claire.
I mean, I don't know, though. It was like I thought it was this other girl. I mean, this other girl was beautiful, this blonde girl. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that Claire's not beautiful. She is. It's just like, I was like, I got catfished or something. Like, in my head, it was this one girl. And then when I meet Claire, it was like, I couldn't even get past the fact that it wasn't this blonde girl that I, it's just a mess, guys.
You basically catfished yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, I absolutely did. And I did that. But I'm not a mean-spirited guy. Like, you guys got to get this. Like, I feel horrible about that.
Jordan, I hate to add another surprise to the whole thing, but Claire, the girl that you met, is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, come on.
Jordan, stop. Like, this is so hard for me to stay quiet. Like, what are you doing? Okay, Jordan, please, just tell him the truth, because, like, I know you're joking, you know you're joking, and this is, like, embarrassing to me if you're, like, doing this.
This is the absolute truth. Why do you think it was so awkward? Like, why do you think I left after one drink? Because you weren't who I thought you were.
Oh.
It's my fault. I'm not making...
See, they're taking this seriously. They're taking you seriously right now. You're wasting people's time.
I think he's serious,
Wait,
though.
Yeah, he sounds serious to me, Claire.
I'm so sorry, Claire, but I thought you were your friend, the blonde girl.
No, Rachel, you did barely talk to her. Stop.
I talked to her a lot. I don't remember talking to you that much. I mean, I don't know what? It's awkward. I know, this is horrible, but I don't remember talking to you that much. I remember talking
this
to you.
This is not real. This is not real. No, this is fake. Are you kidding me? Are you being serious?
No,
tell me right now. Like, be serious.
I am being serious. I'm absolutely being serious.
Do you swear?
Like, we were all drinking. Of course I swear. I'm not lying. I'm not making up some excuse, though. I like, you know, the blonde girl. Like, I thought you were the blonde girl.
No, I sent you pictures. Wouldn't you have just said, like, oh, I'm the wrong person? Like, you should have said something then. Like, hello.
Because that's the thing. You didn't send pictures of your face. Why did you never send me a picture of your face?
Now it's her fault.
Yeah.
The reason I'm not sending you pictures of my face is because you never wanted pictures of my face. You weren't asking for that.
No guy ever really does, Claire.
Claire, can I just ask you, it sounds like he was wasted the night you guys met. Did you not realize he was that drunk?
Well, I was a little drunk too, but like, Jordan, like, why didn't you, when you saw me at the restaurant, why didn't you say something?
Because I felt horrible.
Yeah.
Because it was my fault. I screwed up. I dropped the ball. I thought you were somebody else.
I mean, I just feel like this can't. So, like, you, this whole time, you're thinking that I'm my friend Rachel this entire time.
Is Rachel the blonde girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I would love to. I would love if you could connect me with Rachel, because I thought that's who you were the entire time.
Do not right now. That is.
She's not even fun.
She's not even fun.
She's not even fun. Well, that leads me to this question. Jordan, would you like to go out on a second date with Claire? We will pay for it.
I really feel like you should. Like, now that the shock is worn off, maybe you can just look at her as Claire and it could actually work out.
And all those text conversations, like, that was, like, me and that was you. So clearly, like, we were laughing and we were joking when you know, it didn't matter what I looked like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could do a second date. I mean, I think I owe it to you, and I think we owe it to ourselves to actually sit down and have, you know, a meal together and see if there's anything there.
Wow.
Well, I don't want you to do it out of like charity. Like, do you want to go out with me? Like,
no, I'm not. I'm not doing out of charity, but I, you know, I feel bad. So yeah, sure.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I mean, like that would be great. Yeah.
Okay. So congratulations, Claire. You got your second date.
Yeah. Obviously not the way that I thought, but this is good.
Hey. Claire, I'm sorry that whole thing, you know, it went down like that.
No, I think it's a good ending overall, so I'm okay with it.
Cool. Yeah. You know what? I usually don't suggest where people go on their second date, but I think you guys should go out on another group thing. Like, maybe, Claire, bring your friend Rachel, even.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sweet. I can bring some friends. Yeah.
Yeah, don't ever hang out with Rachel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.